This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Special report, clip 23, by John Baum. We'll play part of it here on the medical tyranny, and then we'll come back with all the news and information. I used the term 6 months ago of a biomedical tyranny. Now, that's because I went and looked up the legal terms that should be used for a biomedical technocracy takeover. Attorney General of Missouri, Eric Schmidt, came out and was asked by a reporter, is it not time to use fear to get people to take this vaccine? And his answer was absolutely truthful and powerful.
What would you say to somebody says it's a very sane thing to do, that we need to use the pressure of someone's fear of losing their job, force them to be vaccinated for the good of the community?
Yeah, if someone says that using fear is good, that is what every tyrant in the history of the world and every dictator in the history of the world has ever said, to accumulate, aggregate, and maintain power. This is America, the freest country in the history of the world. And I don't think that we should be allowing individual politicians who want to grab power and never let go of it, gain it in the first place. People can make their decisions. I believe in freedom. I believe in responsibility. But people can make these very important decisions themselves. And I don't want to live in some futuristic, dystopian, biomedical security state. And I'm going to do everything I can as Attorney General to protect the rights of individuals in the state.
That's the type of president this country needs. If people want to live in communist China or North Korea or other police states, they can. But in America, we don't live in a biomedical tyranny. A lot of people that are accepting these deadly shots and accepting the internet passports and the social credit scores and the vaccine passports really believe it's about stopping COVID. They really believe it's about, hey, just do this, just comply, and you'll get your freedom back. But you notice when you do take the vaccine, they suddenly say it doesn't work and you need more. You still got to wear a mask, still got to show a vaccine pass. Because once they get you trapped in their system, you are a slave. This is simple history. And for those of us that understand that, we can't get mad at people that are dumbed down. They're domesticated. They've lived in freedom so long, they've never experienced tyranny, so they don't understand what's happening. And that's why this Attorney General, Eric Schmidt, is so important.
People are tired of being lied to by these bureaucrats in the ruling class. They're told, look, you get vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. Well, in St. Louis now, if you're vaccinated, you have to wear a mask. We know kids are at very low risk. Kids now have to wear masks all day long. We're told Republicans are to blame for, you know, vaccine hesitation when it was Kamala Harris on the campaign trail saying that she wouldn't take it because it was President Trump's warp speed. We're told in St. Louis that they care about safety. Meanwhile, they had a 50-year high in murders last year, and their solution to that is defunding the police. People have had it. So we're filing a lawsuit because it's arbitrary and capricious. It's not based on facts. It's not based on science. In fact, St. Louis City and St. Louis County had the most restrictive regimes in the whole state, and their numbers were worse than counties that didn't have any restrictions at all. They're making this up as they go along, and we got to stop them.
Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt is challenging Kansas City's mask mandate.
Schmidt filed that lawsuit this afternoon asking to halt the mask mandate.
Schmidt says he filed the lawsuit because he believes Kansas City's mask mandate is unconstitutional and unreasonable government overreach. Earlier today, a judge issued a temporary restraining order halting a mask mandate in St. Louis County.
Not only is this bad policy, right, because it's going to affect jobs and our economy, but it's also unconstitutional. It's illegal. There's no act of Congress that authorizes the president to go do that.
All right, the full report is at band.video. What I like about Eric Schmidt is, unlike DeSantis or unlike Abbott, who say they're opposing mask mandates, he goes out and destroys the fraud of them. You don't just oppose them. You've got to explain how it's a scam. So give me 10,000 of that guy for office. And they could be a woman. They could be black. They can have polka dots on them, man. Just leave my freedom alone. God. Please.
Please give me more attorney generals like Missouri has. Please, please just leave me alone with your deadly shots that don't even work.
I have gotten so many requests and so many complaints from listeners in the last 6+ months of where is the activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash? We only came out with it 1.5 years ago. It became a bestseller within 6 months. And now because of the COVID lockdowns and the shutdowns and the supply chain, we haven't had it. Finally, it came back in, a limited supply. Believe me, I'm happy too. It's a great toothpaste and it funds the InfoWar. So if you want to get it and stock up on it because you were already a fan or if you haven't tried it, it's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, discounted because of the COVID lockdown, because of the globalist siege on small businesses and companies in America. It's not been available for over 6 months, but now it's back in stock, and it's available at only 2 places, InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com. It is our activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash. So get your activated charcoal toothpaste, activated charcoal mouthwash with essential oils and more at InfoWarsStore.com. And fund the InfoWar, a true 360 win.
There's a need for a new world order, but it has different characteristics in different parts of the world.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, he's been in solitary confinement for almost a decade. They say he's like the man behind the Iron Mask. He's a madman now, but in court, he's still eloquent. He's Julian Assange. And Julian Assange exposed Republicans and Democrats. He exposed war crimes. I think the man was a hero. He was Daniel Ellsberg to the next level. Daniel Ellsberg got lauded for exposing that the Pentagon knew they were losing Vietnam but covered up from the American people. That victory was not even the option. It was all a big laboratory and a big endless war for special interests to be able to launder money. Just for every $1 million you can put into a war zone, you can launder $10 million. Because it disappears, there's no accountability. So if $2.2 trillion in mostly no-bid contracts was spent on Afghanistan in the last 20 years, and if you look at the different studies out there that laundering that much money, you could have 10 times the amount of money with the opium and other things going on. We're talking about $25 trillion or more. In fact, I don't have a calculator in front of me. Can somebody in the control room put in 22 times? Oh, it's only 21 years. Let's just round it down. Versus right at 20, about to be 20. 20 times 2.2 trillion. How much is that? And now you know why we were in Afghanistan. Because it's a caveman, black hole, another world. Right in the middle of the planet, the grand chessboard, where the globalists can do whatever they want. So the number is $44 trillion. $44 trillion. But let's just go with the $2.2 trillion. That's why we were there. And there's Julian Assange speaking in 2011 about what's happening in Afghanistan 11 years into the war. Here it is.
Because the goal is not to completely subjugate Afghanistan. The goal is to use Afghanistan to wash money out of the tax bases of the United States, out of the tax bases of European countries, through Afghanistan, and back into the hands of a transnational security elite. That is the goal, i.e. the goal is to have an endless war, not a successful war.
The globalists want failed civilizations, which they can then control. Failed families, failed countries, failed states, failed cities, failed neighborhoods, failed individuals. And Julian Assange deserves a medal. But what did our founders write on the wall of a prison ship scratched in wood? No one knows who's attributed to the poem, but it's from the Revolutionary War 250 plus years ago. When freedom fails, the best men rot in filthy jails. And those that cried, appease, appease, are hung by those they tried to please. Notice that's a very astute statement. When freedom fails, the best men rot in filthy jails. And those that cried, appease, appease, are hung by those they tried to please. Notice the appeasers are in a worse position than those that resisted. And that's historically how it works. The globalists respect those of us that fight them. They fear us. They absolutely hate their minions because they know those minions will open the drawbridge on them. You know, the enemy knows if I say something, that's where I stand. That's who I am. They want to make me like they are, double-dealing liars that engage in all these big schemes and scams and all these fake Democrat lawsuits against us. The judges sanction me and they go, I don't believe you don't have marketing on how you deceive your audience to make money. I mean, we don't have marketing material, period, about what we cover on air. We have products we sell. Those market themselves. Then the news is separate. Nope. I'm sanctioning you. You have marketing of how you lie. Imagine judges teeing you up for failure. But that's where America is. And what's going to happen to the country with an atmosphere like that? Well, it's going to fall apart. But they can't even see what they're doing. They can't even see what they're part of because they have been brought up in the corruption. They just think this is completely normal. And they fill the space they're in and carry out the mode that they're in, and that's the end of it. But let me explain to the left particularly, who now supports war, surveillance, censorship, total control, and who wants to make the public, the left, take experimental injections that on record are tied to blood clots, strokes, aneurysms. They're sloughing off all these deadly viruses. Yeah, I can play this clip 100 times. I've got a bunch of riveting clips here. I want to play this again. This is a mother. Her daughter just died in Vegas who took the Pfizer shot. You can say, oh, how do we know this is real? Well, I have all the VARs reporting. I have all the admissions, but those are just numbers. This is a real person talking. This is what happened. And this is what the left is signing on to. You know, the Democrats said, we're not going to take these inoculations. Because Trump's pushing them. And I said Trump was being set up. Trump's finally starting to get that right. But it doesn't matter. I don't care about Trump. One trillionth. As much as I care about one child or one person not being damaged by experimental shots, all I got was persecution for supporting Trump. I wish Trump was better. I wish Trump saw through all this. But he's gone now, folks. The only way he comes back and redeems himself is coming out against the poison shots and admitting he was set up and calling for the prosecution of Fauci and Bill Gates. He does that, he will be George Washington material. Because part of being a real leader is admitting you were conned. If he doesn't, well, we have no hope. For Trump. But we will continue to fight on because God helps those that help themselves. Here's the poor mother after losing her daughter 5 hours after she took the deadly injection.
This is for all you clowns out there that are saying you guys gotta take the shot. Don't take it. I tell you what, as a grieving mother, I'm gonna tell you why my daughter took that shot yesterday in Las Vegas and she's dead. She took the Pfizer vaccine and she's dead. They couldn't even revive her. I'm begging you people, don't take it. They're killing us. They're killing you and they're killing me. They killed her. 5 hours from that Pfizer shot and she's dead. How do you like that call as a parent? Your child is dead.
And of course, that woman would be a greater actor than Al Pacino and Marlon Brando if she was fake. She's not. She's 100% real. She's wearing the filthy diaper on her face. She doesn't know what hit her. She just tried to comply. Her daughter tried to comply. Now her daughter's dead. And she's wearing that clown mask of death, that mask that you're marked for death. Look at it. That's the most horrifying image I think I've ever seen. It's the grief of that mother, and she's still got the sign of slavery across her face. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, for justice against Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab, and all of Satan's minions. Please, God, bring justice upon them. Please give us the discernment to awaken ourselves and others against this threat, and to give us the strength through your Holy Spirit to transcend this evil so that we might be willing, truthful vessels to carry on the fight against these people. Please, God, please. For the children. Amen.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We have a Middle East expert, a very famous female journalist who was actually imprisoned over in Egypt. She's an expert on what's happening with Obama being behind all this to turn the Middle East and Central Asia over to the Islamicists. And she'll be joining us coming up in the next hour, Cynthia Farrat. So looking forward to that. She's been on with us before. You've seen her on Fox News, a lot of other places. She has a lot of courage. People, these leftist journalists wish they were. But first, I want to open the phones up, but only 10 calls, because I want to get to all of you. I don't want you to have to hold the next hour. We're taking the first 10 calls that come in, specifically on what you think about a subject, because I really respect you. It's a little mini focus group. I literally, you bring up issues I wouldn't think of. You bring up angles I wouldn't think of. You just add so much to the show. So I'm asking you to humor me and call in on this one subject next segment. And what is that subject? Well, here's President Trump yesterday on Fox News.
The idea, I still come back to the idea of a booster shot. I mean, yes, you're right. The vaccines work. We've seen that.
That sounds, you know what? That sounds to me like a money-making operation for Pfizer. Okay? Think of the money involved.
Getting
an extra shot, that's tens of billions of dollars. How good a business is that? If you're a pure businessman, you say, you know what, let's give them another shot. That's another $10 billion of money coming in. The whole thing is just crazy. It doesn't, you wouldn't think you would need a booster. You know, when these first came out, they were good for life. Then they were good for a year or two, and I could see the writing on the wall. I could see the dollar signs in their eyes of that guy that runs Pfizer. You know, the guy that announced the day after the election that he had the vaccine. But we knew that, and I knew that.
He announced it November 9th. You're right. A few days after the election.
And all they had to do was buy off the health services of the world for very cheap. We're talking $1 million or so per health leader. All they had to do was buy off the big tech, who's now basically merged with Big Pharma, and they can censor everyone while they kill us. So this is a big deal. He also made similar comments on some other shows yesterday. And I know for a fact he's been pressed on this just last week by a good friend of the show's, and I'll leave it at that, that you need to get ahead of this. They're saying 40% efficacy of these vaccines. That's bull. By next month, it'll be 20%. It was all a hoax. You got set up. Your constituents are turning against you. Just admit you got held hostage. You thought it was a regular vaccine and that it's all Fauci and Gates' fault. And you'll be a hero and we'll stop what's happening and reverse it. And Trump was even advised on how to start saying the booster shots are BS, it's a moneymaker, and it's a scam. And point out how Fauci's invested in the vaccines and how Bill Gates is and how a bunch of folks in the NIH are. Because Trump's not invested in it. They're going after poor Rand Paul's wife who invested in like some gene therapy deal. What was it, like $12,000 or something? Fine. They thought it was a good treatment. They invested in it. What does that have to do? They didn't invest in the vaccines, even though Paul got suckered into supporting it just like Trump did, because they wanted to reopen the economy. This is not a normal vaccine. And I get why Trump and Paul went along with this. They're not psychotics that want to poison people with a system that makes you have blood clots that attacks your body. They're not Bill Gates or Fauci. So they keep projecting onto the government and the corporations normalcy and goodness. That's not what's going on. The head of Theranos, working with all these big top globalists and Henry Kissinger, knew their test was fake, and they were already deploying it on people, telling them they had cancer when they didn't, and it was triggering cancer surgeries that were not, they murdered people. People couldn't believe it. They said, how would she do something? Because they're monsters. And they used a young woman as their front person, George Shultz and Henry Kissinger. She didn't come up with all this. They told her what to do. Now she's standing trial. I hope they execute her ass. I'm not giving her any clearance what she did, but George Shultz is beyond justice now. He's dead. Former Secretary of State. But that's what they do. What do you think the PCR test is? What do you think all this is? The experts all said when you take this shot, it'll turn your body into a factory of mutant viruses. And now they're all over the damn place. We got all the studies showing because it's a live vaccine. Live vaccine. It's a bioweapon. The vaccine is the bioweapon delivered right into your body. And I want Fauci and Gates and all of them to pay for what they've done. But these murdering criminals learn. When they hide behind the white lab coat, they can get away with murder. So I want to take your calls at 877-789-2539, specifically on Trump making that statement and putting pressure on him to turn the corner and really do a great job, because he could turn this around himself right now. 877-789-2539. This is a big move in the right direction. 877-789-2539. Let's go out to break with Tucker Carlson and the true violation of the Nuremberg Code. When they start denying you health care, when they start denying you basic rights, when they start denying you access to things like businesses, remember black folks couldn't eat at a lunch counter or use a bathroom, when they won't let you in a hospital because you haven't taken some experimental shot and you won't give them your medical record right up front, they are violating the Nuremberg Code. And here's Tucker Carlson talking about now denying liver transplants that are already ready because you haven't taken the deadly shot that actually attacks your liver.
If you refuse to get the COVID shot in New York, you're now banned from eating. You can't go to grocery stores or restaurants, bars, anywhere indoors, actually. Meanwhile, in the state of Washington, one hospital has decided to stop treating sick people who've refused to take the shot. According to reporting from Jason Rantz, that hospital, the University of Washington Medical Center, is refusing to allow unvaccinated patients to get organ transplants. Let them die. One of those patients is 41-year-old Derek Kovic. He joins us tonight. Mr. Kovic, thank you very much for coming on. First of all, I couldn't be sorrier to hear the situation that you're in. It's beyond belief. Tell us what the hospital said to you.
Well, thanks, Tucker. Yeah, I've been on the transplant list for my third liver transplant since last fall, and I've got some bile duct issues. So this past week, I needed to go to the University of Washington, Seattle to have a procedure done. And before I came up, a nurse called me and said that the infectious disease has met as a team and have decided that all of us transplant patients now have to have a vaccine. Otherwise, you'll be placed status 7, which means you aren't going to be on the transplant list. You don't have to requalify, but you have to basically adhere to the rules, which is have a COVID vaccine. So that was just sprung on me last minute. I didn't get a whole lot of time to really think or give them an answer. I just, can you give me a deadline? They said, you need to be working on it real soon. And so the state of affairs, you know, obviously changed because the issues that I have with my liver, a high fever, and other side effects that are blatantly what some of my peers have experienced of having a side effect from any of the COVID shots, the vaccine. So I thought it was putting me more in jeopardy because that's already the symptoms that I'm having as we speak. And then to throw a COVID vaccine on top of that, which could experience, you know, even more or severe. I thought that, you know, maybe the medical freedom was starting to be challenged a little bit, you know, for myself. I've seen it happen all around the United States in the last few months, but now here it is, you know, in my kitchen.
That's right. This is murder. By the way, my step-grandfather that married my grandmother, my dad's mom, after my grandfather died, he had a liver transplant, and they remember telling him, you can't take vaccines anymore.
For only 1 week, we're running Boost Your Body's Natural Defenses Super Sale. And we have the vitamin D3 gummies with calcium, 50% off, so essential for your immune system. Vitamin C, zinc, and rose hips, very strong formula. This is 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now back in stock, just came back in yesterday. very powerful pure turmeric extract tincture, not as your immune system, but for inflammation and a lot more. And then, sold out for more than 6 months because of supply chain breakdowns, we finally have the activated charcoal toothpaste with a natural peppermint and so much more back in stock from Dr. Jones Naturals, and the mouthwash with the activated charcoal and essential oils is back in stock. These are great products, they're high quality, and they fund the InfoWars, so thank you all for your support. Check them out today at InfoWarsStore.com. The sale runs for only 1 week. It is the Boost Your Body's Natural Defenses Super Sale, and another part of the sale ending is the privacy pouches for your cell phone.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Maybe there
Welcome back to the vaunted InfoWars. Vaunted, thanks to our great crew, and thanks to your support and your prayers, and God's good graces. Okay, I want to go to your phone calls right now, but I just want to say this up front again because it needs to be stated every millisecond. This planet is not even a mote of dust, as a great philosopher once said. It is just a tiny speck of dust in the great compendium of the universe that is only a thought of God's. And so when we look at the corrupt tyrants trying to play God, it's because they're not humble and they don't know God, and so they're cut off from God, and they're scared of the universe, and so they think they need to behave like God. It's an act of insecurity. So as negative and as horrible as all this is, it's part of God's plan. We're on a planet orbiting an incredible sun and an amazing solar system and an incredible galaxy amongst trillions of galaxies. And we have consciousness, though, that allows us to see it, understand it, and commune with it and interface with God's creation. And that's just the first level in the third dimension. But as the Bible says, you can see God's signature in the stars, in the firmament. And I have to remember that every day when I get mad at the globalist. I have to remember that every day when I don't understand why the public isn't awake and why they can't understand. It's because they were born into sleep. They were born into bondage. And it's up to us to get them out of it. That's the big challenge. And here's the good news. And it's the bad news. Things are going to get worse and worse and worse and worse until even people in the greatest denial are going to have to admit they've been lied to and are going to finally wake up. And the question is, how bad will it get before then? I don't know. I'm not God. I just know that this audience, when I say this, I mean this. I'm not scared of death. I'm scared of failure. And I dream every night about how to stay on the air and reach more people and be better and tell the truth better and be closer to God. And I get mad at myself because I get angry. But then I just have to realize I'm only human and I'm a vessel of God. And I have to say, God, help me. I'm turning myself over to you. Sanctify me, purify me, make me good, as holy as you can make me so that I can transcend this and do what you want. Because you've got to be transcendent to even be able to connect to God at a certain point. Doesn't mean your whole soul, your whole body, but you've got to have one point of view that reaches out and connects to that, and then it can begin to displace the evil. And boy, have I had my evil displaced. I've become a much better person over the last 40-something years, but I'm going to stop pontificating. I want to go to CD and Michael and Pete and Rick and Bob and Al Killer and Rick and Casey and many others. We're talking about Trump, if you just tuned in. Saying, yeah, the booster shot looks like a moneymaker scam, and it looks like the immunity from the shot's a fraud. So, wow. You say, well, that's not far enough. That's a huge move by Trump into telling the truth. And if he would just go all the way and expose Fauci and Gates and say he was set up, they could all go to prison. Klaus Schwab would probably fall down and hit his head. Well, don't want any harm against him. I'm just saying, you know, he might fall down or something. I'm just saying we can take our government back, turn all this around, and punish these war criminals for what they've done. I don't want Klaus Schwab to say that. I want him to be indicted and tried in front of a jury of his peers. But these guys have all the secrets, so that's why that'll never happen. That's how they hold us hostage. So we need to discuss who's murdering us, who's killing us, who's bringing in this new world order. Okay, holding the longest here would be Pete in Washington. Go ahead, Pete. Welcome.
I just want to say amen to your earlier prayer. And I always remember myself, God doesn't require a win. He judges your fight. It's almost set up against us here on earth. If we fight the good fight, God will judge us accordingly.
Well, that's way better than anything else. You're totally right. God judges the fight and our choices, not the outcome. You just said it.
Amen. I think the number one thing Trump can do is, I agree with him opposing the third shot. He should oppose mandates on young people, teenagers, and children immediately. The disease has never been a risk to them. The side effects per VAERS demonstrate that it has been a risk to them.
Well, he's an extremely pig-headed person, and that's good for us when we even fight the globalists. But on this, it's not good. If he figures out that he was conned, he was wrong, he could be the champion, exactly, opposing it for young people, opposing masks, and opposing booster shots, and then begin the discussion of targeting Fauci and Gates. Even if he's just a megalomaniac who only cares about himself, I don't think that's who Trump is. I'm just saying it is good for Trump. It's good for America. It's good for the world. And are you not excited about what you just saw? Because I know people personally who have pestered him about this, and it looks like he's starting to get it.
I agree. And I think the key thing is that no matter how far you're down a wrong road, you turn back. And Trump acted based upon the old adage, a mediocre plan now is worth a perfect plan in a week. And he acted because he wanted to help people. We've got a lot more information now, and he's in a much better position to make the best decisions. But if he can step in front of the freight train that's about to hit young people, he will be a savior who will be remembered for doing that.
Oh, my God. Guys, take what he just said and put it on the front of the whole show today once it's archived. Please continue, sir. The way you put things is so... Please continue, because you're absolutely right. You get the way you're crystallizing it right now.
Well, I got a child and children on the line myself. This is very personal. And I just think he's been in a position to help never like before. Children haven't been at risk. They're the key to herd immunity. This will disable your child's T cells for life. You're going to expose your child to all form of hellacious disease and suffering, autoimmune disorders, for a disease that poses them no danger. Balance the risk to the benefit. The benefit to a young person is nearly zero. The risk per VAERS, which grotesquely underestimates harm, demonstrates it's a real risk. Seeing your son laying in a bed with myocarditis, with his heart permanently damaged, scar tissue which will never pump his blood again the way it should. He'll never be able to run. He'll never be able to play with his kids. For a damn disease that never caused him a risk in the first place.
Sir, you just laid it all out in 2 minutes better than I could in 100 hours. God bless you. That's why the calls are so incredible. This is a live and death situation. Thank you so much for the call. Wow. Well, I said I'd take 10 calls for the hour, and I just took one. But, man, that guy was on frickin' fire. And that's why I'm tempted. I'm thinking about doing not just a Saturday show live, because we're all for AM and FM stations, and they're great. You know, when they deplatformed us, we were able to stay on air. Just because the hundreds of affiliates, we still had listeners there that still bought products, we stayed on air, barely. And the stations need 14 minutes of ads an hour because we get half, they get half, and they barely stay on air with the 7 minutes of ads they get an hour. But I do want to just do podcasts with open phones because so many podcasts don't do the talk radio format. I want to do like 3 hours a day with just callers because these are incredible people. Speaking of incredible people, Rick in Louisiana, Casey, Rick, Al Killer, Rob, Michael, CD. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Going to write your calls, Infowars.com. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Only way dog hunts. You share URL.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jones, your host. Very honored to be here with you. We have a special guest for the next hour. For part of that hour, I'll continue with calls after that. Then we have the founder of MyPillow joining us to really flesh out what happened last week and where he's going now with the whole election fraud investigation. So Mike Lindell will be here with us in the fourth hour. I'm hosting 4 hours today, so look for that. Remember, you can support us and keep us on air. While getting great products that are made here in America at MyPillow.com. Promo code ALEX to get the biggest discounts available at MyPillow.com. Use promo code ALEX. They've got great towels, great pillows, obviously, great sheets, great beds for humans, dogs, and cats. They've got Made in America high-quality flags, Mike Lindell's book, shoes, slippers, and so much more at MyPillow.com. And promo code ALEX. Separately, it's been sold out for months. It's all the vitamins, all the minerals, and a bunch of amino acids. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 33% off, part of the Take Your Health the Next Level special with Living Defense that flushes out the unwanted visitors and parasites. Back in stock, 40% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off. Basil Beach is so good for your heart and cardiovascular system and your blood vessels. 50% off. Hair and beard support, 50% off. That's the new special, and the activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash back in stock, 33% off. Okay, let's get back to your phone calls. Rick in Louisiana, welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for having me, Alex. I sure appreciate y'all taking my call.
I appreciate you.
Yes, I wanted to say, first off, I'm 100% a disabled veteran. And anyway, it's really good to hear President Trump come out and stand up for the truth at this point. We really need to hear that. We need the leadership at this point.
I mean, I totally agree, because I know, again, I'm not trying to brag. It shows how influenceable Trump is. He's not a bad guy. He's also very pig-headed, which is good when the U.N. is trying to tell him what to do, or China is not good when we're trying to tell him what to do. I know people have been warning him, and I think he's getting enough heat now that I don't just say this. I'm tempted to call for a demonstration at Mar-a-Lago, say in 2 weeks, and get 10,000 of us outside Mar-a-Lago, demand, and bring a bunch of vaccine victims, demanding he come out and talk to them. And I think he's the type of guy that might actually come out and do it. And we're not blaming him. We understand how he got, like the earlier caller said, take an okay plan that you know you got rather than some perfect plan you don't have. I get why he did it. They were holding us hostage. He got set up. And the fact that we know he wasn't involved, he killed the Fauci stuff and the stuff that Obama was doing, so it was done in China. They did this to set us all up. So Trump, again, needs to get ahead of this. What do you think?
I think so. I think this is the beginning. I think Trump's going to come out, and this is his time to really shine as a competent leader compared to what we have at the moment. And people's going to listen. They're going to perk up and listen. But, you know, I find that my father's a 100% disabled veteran as well, and he got the jab. And right after he got the jab, he had pneumonia and then a heart attack, and he is actually having surgery tomorrow. And it just really just goes all over me that the VA is pushing this on me and on all us veterans. And if we don't comply, they're going to just discontinue our benefits.
Well, that's better than you having a heart attack and dying, because here's the deal. I'm going to have Dr. Francis Boyle on. He's ready to do 2 hours Saturday. He's the top professor, wrote the U.S. bioweapons law, top U.N. prosecutor. He says, and we'll show all the documents, this 100% is illegal, brother. Okay, so they're violating the Nuremberg Code. They're violating informed consent. And so, obviously, you got to say no.
You got to say no. And then my mother-in-law and father-in-law both had the jab, and both of them had pneumonia within 2 weeks and in the hospital.
Well, you know why?
It's killing people.
It lowers. Did you see me play the head British scientist? He's American, but he heads up the British lab. He said it lowers your T cells to one-sixth of what they were. Six times. Well, if you don't have those, what happens? What eats cancer? Killer T's. What kills bacteria and viruses? Killer T's. It'd be like they want to defund the police. The cops aren't perfect. Sometimes white blood cells, you have autoimmune response, start eating your ass. Cops can be bad, too. But imagine you get, they want to defund the cops. This injection defunds your white blood cells, brother.
Yes, it does. I have been a nurse for 30 years, actually, and I'm retired now. And I have said it 100,000 times that this is a hoax. And this new strain that's come out, I'm saying it's probably from the ones that did receive the jab, and they're passing it along.
Sir, it's a live virus. That's what it says it does.
Correct.
Absolutely. God bless you. Keep warning people. I'm sorry about your dad. Man, I tell you. And again, a caller like that's a good person. He can't believe it. I can't believe it either. I mean, I get guilty if I am rude to my wife or my crew members or am greedy or something. And I have a conscience. These people don't have any conscience. Imagine loving doing bad, and now you're in Fauci's brain. Loving making people sick. Loving the power you've got. He's a demon that can't help hitting buttons. Imagine bringing like a crazy monkey into a nuclear reactor that has all these buttons and all these levers, and you just turn a chimpanzee loose, and it's just flipping switches, and, you know, that's what they are, folks. You and I walk into a nuclear reactor like, well, I don't know how to run this. I'm not going to try that. Even if you're competent, you're still careful. These people do not give a damn. All they care about is going crazy and exercising their power. Casey in Alaska. Casey, thank you for holding in the beautiful, probably the prettiest state there is Alaska. Go ahead, Casey.
Thank the Lord that Trump is finally, you know, being critical of his vaccine. I was starting to lose all hope in him. I think that he knows that he's not a medical expert. And so if he were to be critical of the medical science of it, maybe he knew that they would come at him, but he is a businessman. And we all know him to be an amazing businessman. So maybe he was waiting to be critical of it in a business way.
Man, that's why I take calls. That's a great point. He's waiting to make it about money, proving it's about money. And that's a great point because he was the one that said they could put light in your lungs, which was Cedars-Sinai, proving that he was right. But they made him look dumb saying he's not a doctor. Exactly.
Exactly. And then Stu Peters interviewed someone about the contracts that these vaccine companies were signing with whole countries, pretty much saying that they can send however many doses they want, and you're going to pay for it. And if you don't sell them, I don't care. If they go bad, I don't care. We're going to send you more, and we're going to choose how much we send you. So the business side of it is totally corrupt. He's a business expert. Maybe he knew. All right, people start listening. This is my expertise now.
That's a great point. Look, I've only studied the enemy from my own human organic level, and so I don't go off textbooks and definitions and documents. I go off what I call it. But I realize I need to like write a book with my own definition so people can kind of get where I'm coming from. But I call this too evil to fail, too bad to admit. When they rolled out an actual shot that makes you sick, because once they got the public on board, they would think the public would never want to admit they got conned because that's too scary. And other people that went along with it would cover it up. That's how corruption works. Once you get somebody to do something corrupt once, now you've got them every time. And so that's how corruption works. I appreciate you, Casey. So put it on screen, please. A major Australian minister has now been diagnosed with Bell's palsy. We'll play it next hour. But just put the tweet back up for me. Bell's palsy, paralyzed face, and part of the body after they took the injection. And that's how fast these are coming in. Australian Minister Victor Dominello diagnosed with Bell's palsy after he took the shot. ABC News. Australian official develops Bell's palsy live on TV during press conference since he recently got vaccinated. I mean, this is how God works. He literally becomes paralyzed a few days after he takes the shot while he's on TV, starts losing control. Hold on. And I took the shot. It was quite nice. It's like the woman, I love the shot. Boy, falls over, you know. I mean, I took a shot. You have a heart attack and die. This is so insane. All right, Al Killer, you're up next. Then Rick, Rob, and CD. And then we've got a special guest joining us. She's an amazing journalist who's lived in the Middle East, who's been grabbed by the secret police and more. She predicted what was going to happen in Afghanistan a year ago on our show. She joins us again coming up next segment. Whatever you do, the globalists don't want this show heard. So however you can, with your ingenuity, promote freeworldnews.tv. That's the URL they haven't banned yet. Freeworldnews.tv, band.video, infowars.com, newswars.com, and local stations you're listening to. Please tell folks about those great affiliates and support them and support their sponsors. We'll be back with hour number three. Then Mike Lindell will join me in the fourth hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.